And checking sports, the second round of the high school football playoffs held last night in a game heard here on KJAN. It was Hinton handing Underwood its first and only loss of the season. Hinton winning 54-35, pulling away in the second half of that contest to post the victory last night. That's in Class 1A play. Also in 1A action, Dyke New Hartford beat Panorama 48-7. Other 1A winners last night, Iowa City Regina, St. Ansgar, South Central Calhoun, Van Meter, West Branch, and Western Christian all posting victories. Also last night in Class A football, it was Akron Westfield knocking Logan Magnolia from the playoffs, a 26-20. Akron Westfield victory. Other Class A winners, Mount Air, BGM, Bishop Garrigan, Denver, Gladbrook Rhinebeck, Linville Sully, and West Sioux all posting victories. In eight-man football last night, Josh Hopkins ran 31 times for 170 yards and scored three touchdowns to lead East Mills to a bit of an upset, a 58-34 win over Lennox in eight-man action last night. Also, it was Glenn Ralston downing Fremont Mills, 61-28. Christopher Brown carried 19 times for 248 yards as Glenn Ralston rolled on the ground last night as they built up a 34-0 lead and went on to the victory. Also, MMC was a winner over Arweva, 62-12. Central Elkader, Colonesco, Don Bosco, Newell Fonda, and West Bend Mallard also posting victories last night in eight-man football. In Class 2A play last night, winners Albia, Anamosa, Central Lyon, George Little Rock, Mount Vernon, North Fayette Valley, South Tama County, Spirit Lake, and Waukon all were the winners. In Class 3A play last night, it was Pella knocking out Creston 52-27. Sergeant Bluff Luton, big over Carroll, 72-47. And Dallas Center Grimes beat Ballard 31-7 last night. Also, Davenport Assumption, Decorah, Norwalk, Webster City, and West Delaware were Class 3A winners. In Class 4A play last night, Lewis Central stays alive. The Titans posting a 17-7 win over Ankeny in Class 4A action. Also last night, winning in Class 4A, Bettendorf, Cedar Rapids Kennedy, Cedar Rapids Washington, Dowling Catholic, Iowa City High, Johnston, and West Des Moines Valley. All those winners moving on to Friday night's quarterfinal round of action. Among the quarterfinal games set up for Friday night, in eight-man, East Mills will play at Glenn Ralston. Colonesco is at Newell Fonda. Don Bosco plays at Elkader Central, and West Bend Mallard will play at MMC. In Class A play Friday night, it'll be Akron Westfield at West Sioux, Denver at Bishop Garrigan, Gladbrook Rhinebeck at BGM, and Linville Sully at Mount Air. In Class 1A play, Dyke New Hartford is at St. Ansgar, Hinton at Western Christian, Van Meter plays at South Central Calhoun, and Iowa City Regina will host West Branch. In 2A play, Central Lyon George Little Rock is at Spirit Lake, Anamosa hosting Mount Vernon, South Tama County at Albia, and Waukon will play at North Fayette Valley. In 3A play Friday night, it'll be Decorah at West Delaware, Norwalk at Dallas Center Grimes, Pella at Davenport Assumption, and Webster City at Sergeant Bluff Luton. And in Class 4A quarterfinal round play on Friday night, it'll be Lewis Central playing Dowling Catholic at Williams Stadium. Cedar Rapids Kennedy will play Cedar Rapids Washington at Kingston Stadium. Iowa City High is at Bettendorf, while West Des Moines Valley will play at Johnston. All those games Friday night, with the winners advancing to the Dome in the state semifinals. Also checking sports this morning, Ohio State quarterback J.T. Barrett is due in court later this week following his weekend citation with a misdemeanor offense of operating a vehicle under the influence. Barrett has been suspended for one game after he was stopped at a Columbus police checkpoint early Saturday morning. The 20-year-old Barrett took over as the full-time starter for the top-ranked Buckeyes on October 24th, throwing for 223 yards and three touchdowns in a 49-7 win over Rutgers. Coach Urban Meyer says Barrett will forfeit his summer financial aid as part of his punishment for being cited for operating a vehicle while impaired. Meyer handed out a similar punishment in 2012 when offensive lineman Jake Muhort and tight end Jake Stoneburner were arrested also on misdemeanor charges. Well, after shutting out Texas, the Iowa State Cyclones get ready for the next challenge, which is a visit to 14th-ranked Oklahoma.
In a league that has three undefeated teams sitting at the top of it, it's easy to make the argument right now that Oklahoma is playing as well as any of them. Last three games, they've averaged 60 points on offense. They're giving up just about 11 points on defense and playing at an extremely high level.
That's Iowa State coach Paul Rhodes. The Sooners are 6-1, and the only loss was a head scratcher to Texas.
It's a program that very much knows how to win, but yeah, I'm certain the importance of that game in this league and a battle for the postseason. That Texas game was a wake-up call for them, and they played at their highest level since then, no question about it.
Rhodes says that quarterback Joel Lanning graded out well in his first start.
There were a number of underthrown balls, fixable things. He was on his front foot too soon, or he was on his back foot too long and tried to muscle it, things of that nature. Those were all fixable things. So overall, he graded out well, and anytime you win, that's the ultimate grade you want to achieve.
Rhodes says the win over Texas was a confidence booster for his defense.
Getting a shutout in modern-day football is an impressive feat, and how they accomplished it as a unit with so many bodies and so forth will certainly make them feel better.
In fact, Rhodes says that was a lift for the entire team, that win over Texas. Iowa State playing on the road at Oklahoma this Saturday night. Well, the Carolina Panthers remain the NFC's only unbeaten team, but they needed overtime to stay that way. Graham Gano drilled a 52-yard field goal at 9:38 of overtime to give the 7-0 Panthers a 29-26 win over Indianapolis. Both teams traded field goals on their first two possessions of OT, with Gano extending the game on a 42-yard boot after Adam Vinatieri hit one from 50 yards out. In baseball news, Don Mattingly says he has a 4-year deal, but he plans to stay at least 10. The Miami Marlins have introduced Mattingly as their new manager, the team's seventh since June of 2010. Mattingly was hired last week, but the announcement was delayed until after the World Series. He became available when he and the Dodgers parted ways last month. Mattingly becomes owner Jeffrey Loria's first high-profile managerial hire since Ozzie Guillen 4 years ago. Guillen was fired after one troubled season, and his 4-year contract just came off the books. Fans of the Kansas City Royals are still celebrating their team's win over the Mets in the World Series. The American League champs finished off the NL champs with a come-from-behind 7-2 win in 12 innings. The victory in the 2015 Fall Classic completes a year-long odyssey for the Royals, as last October they lost the series in 7 games to the Giants. A parade in Kansas City is slated for today to celebrate the second World Series championship in franchise history. And then the offseason begins. Oddly enough, the opening series of the 2016 season will have the Mets visiting Kansas City. St. Louis Cardinals have exercised their $11.5 million option on left-hander Jaime Garcia, but they declined their $9 million mutual option on right-handed reliever Jonathan Broxton, who gets a $2 million buyout. St. Louis also said that infielder Pete Cosma and catchers Ed Easley and Travis Tardamella have been assigned outright to AAA Memphis. North Carolina is number one in the Associated Press preseason top 25 men's college basketball poll for a record 9th time. The Tar Heels received 35 first-place votes from the 65-member national media panel. Kentucky is ranked second with 10 number one votes, followed by Maryland, which had 14 first-place votes. Kansas, which was number one on 5 ballots, and defending national champion Duke is 5th. The second 5 includes Virginia, which got 1 first-place vote. Iowa State, who got their highest opening poll position ever at number 7, Oklahoma, Gonzaga, and then Wichita State. North Carolina was last a preseason number 1 in the 2011-2012 season. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy. For all of your pharmaceutical needs, stop by your Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy, your Health Mart provider. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.